I want to talk about why I think 99% of businesses do it wrong, especially in the marketing field. So when I first started Facebook, you have a campaign. So think of it, campaign is the big part, and then within the campaign, there's an ad set, and within the ad set, there are ads. So it's like this trickle-down effect of the big overarching thing, smaller ad set, smaller ads, and you decide from the top what the objective is, just like life. So the objective Facebook campaign can vary. You could have a leads objective, you could have a traffic objective, you could have a conversion or sales objective, and depending on what you tell the algorithm, that will determine what it looks for. So for me, all I deal with is leads, so I'm just going to talk about leads. I get leads for insurance brokers, and some of the things online will tell you, oh, you can try and hack it, you should try and get traffic. But for example, if you're getting traffic to a website, then all you're telling the algorithm to do is try to find people that go to your website, not try and find people that give their information, which in insurance, that's what you want. You don't want just people looking at your website. So that thing doesn't make sense to me. So I don't do that. I just do, hey, campaign, what are we trying to achieve? Tell it what we want to achieve, which is information from people that are interested in what we have to do. So the next thing is ad set. So the ad set is where you start deciding on what sort of audience you want to target. And this is where I differentiate a lot from different marketers. So the old school thinking was interest. You have people that are interested in sailing, people that are interested in boats and beaches. And what if you target them when you're trying to sell boats? That makes sense because they're interested in it. That might lead to an 18-year-old that's really interested in boats, but isn't interested in buying them because they can't. Or maybe they're really interested in the content of boats. Maybe there's beautiful women on boats, so they're more interested in the beautiful woman than they are in the boat. So why would you pay for that audience? That audience also costs more because it's a specific type of data that doesn't just come from Facebook. It comes from different sources to determine a person's interest. You're paying more money to get in front of these people that aren't necessarily buyers. So you're at war with the lead objective. Think about it. You want to get leads, and then you're telling it, oh, look for people that give leads that are also interested in sailing. Aren't they looking for that anyways? Aren't they using your content, serving it up to people, and then trying to find people that like your content and like the leads? So whether they're interested in boats has no impact on that goal. So to me, that doesn't pass the make sense or common sense test. The other thing is, so once you've done your ads, you start accumulating these people that didn't take the action that you want, which is a remarketing campaign. Now, what people will say to you is, it takes people, let's say, 7 times of seeing you before they make a decision. Makes sense, just like humans. Facebook isn't any different. How many times would you need to meet a salesperson for them to understand you, get to know you, understand your problem, for you to think they have credibility and can provide the service that you need? You probably need to meet them a few times. So it makes sense. People don't just trust, especially at this time of life. Like back in the old days, someone would rip you off once a year or say. But now you're seeing it in real time. People trying to scam you online. They say this, they promise that. And then immediately you can get feedback loop being like, okay, that person's not trustworthy. So trust is hard. That makes sense. It makes sense to me that you keep showing people things and showing you understand, and then eventually they take action. I'm not against that. Now, where I deviate is they say, if you retarget those people, it's cheaper. I say, how do you know that? So how it works is you have 2 campaigns. You have a cold campaign, people that don't know you, a warm campaign, people that know you. And that could be people that watched a video, that could be people that clicked on your website, that could be people that opened a form but didn't fill it out. The good thing about that is a little bit of information so you can make a tailored journey. So you can be like, oh, you just went on your website, you're probably thinking this, people that were feeling that, this is what they did to solve it. And here's Johnny, Barry, Sally, and how they dealt with it. That's useful. You can give a tailored journey. Problem is, you spend all this money to make this retargeting campaign. So you show the cold audience all your videos, and now you're like, okay, we're going to put these people that didn't take the actions we want, and we're going to spam them because it's a much smaller audience, and we're going to keep showing them our content until they make a decision. So one, you're losing brand equity, so you're losing value in the eyes of others because you keep annoying them. Just keep showing up, showing up. Oh, I didn't take the action. Leave me alone. So it's like a girl in the club. She said no. She's not keen, and you just keep badgering him like some creep. So that's what you're doing with your brand. The other thing is you're limiting your ability to prospect. So you think you've got this money. Let's say your budget, $1,500 a month, $50 a day. That's what our clients pay. And that's your budget. And you're spending some of that budget to try and convince people that didn't take a decision to take a decision. And then you're spending money to piss them off. That doesn't really make sense to me. But the other thing is, think about how much money you spend to get them into the audience. So on the surface, it looks great. Oh, yeah, I saved all this money. I'm getting leads more cost effectively. Of course you are. Because let's say you spend $1,000 to get 1,000 people in your remarketing campaign. And then once they're there, you spent $500 to convert them to a lead, and you're like, wow, that lead's only 10 bucks, which doesn't make sense. It's, no, that lead's not 10 bucks. That lead is $1,000 to get them to that point, and then once they're there, it's $10 plus what you spent to get them there. So then that didn't make sense. I'm like, well, why would I waste money on remarketing? But it does make sense to me that you need to be seen quite a few times. And when I started running these different campaigns for different insurance brokers, I was like, I'm in the target demographic. I'm 33, good health. I could get insurance. And I'm not taking action. I'm watching the video and it keeps showing up to me. It keeps retargeting me. But I don't have any retargeting campaign. Why is it retargeting me? Because Facebook knows. So Facebook has collected maybe 17 years of data on a person, and they know when they're in this situation doing this sort of things and seeing this type of content, they take this type of action. And what you're doing with a remarketing campaign is based on a few weeks or a few months of data. You're determining what that person needs, whereas Facebook already knows. It's already collected all that information. So yeah, sure, it might take people lots of times to see you, but maybe it takes them 5 years to realize this is the moment to take a decision. So it might be they were watching Nike ads and Reebok ads and thinking about getting shoes for the last year, and then suddenly yours shows up in a very cost-effective way at the right time. So did they take 5 times to see you or 2 years to see everyone else before they're ready to make a decision? So you don't know that. You don't have it access to that information. You're basing your marketing on that decision, and you're spending more money to acquire it because it's not very clear as to how much a lead costs, because you're spending all this money to put them in that remarketing campaign. And then when I talk to agents, I started listening, and their biggest problem isn't getting clients, because a lot of business needs more business and they don't know how to do it, and maybe they have referrals and it can be inconsistent. So their problem is keeping clients, not getting clients. Usually on average, New Zealand's a little different because we're a bit more people-pleasy, relationship-orientated. Someone can be doing a bad job and we'll just stick it out. But in New Zealand, that's hiding something. The reality is 3 months is usually how long an agency client will stay on. So they get their marketing done, in 3 months they leave, because it's a retainer. They're charging anywhere between $500 to $20,000 a month. And sometimes there's bad cash flow and then they have to drop off. They have to cancel, or they get locked into a 12-month contract. So then if an agency is so worried about losing people, what is their job? They need to demonstrate they're doing something, and they need to do it very quickly. So if you think about someone's running Facebook ads, you say, hey, hire me, I'll do your marketing. You come in and you're like, oh, they're not remarketing. That's easy. So you jump in, they've accumulated this 10,000 people that didn't make a decision, but they're not remarketing. So you just go, oh, remarketing. Oh, look at that, I'm getting you $10 lead. I am amazing. And that wins over the client. The other thing is they need to be seen to doing a lot, because they're not fundamentally improving the bottom line, because if they were, then they wouldn't lose clients. Because if you're improving the bottom line and you're making them money and you're making them more money than they cost, you have to be a retard if to cancel that. Or maybe you've learned how to do yourself, which is completely fair. So then that permeates all the content that you see, because agencies are the ones making the content and they teach you, hey, do remarketing. They teach you, oh, maybe you should do interest. Oh, maybe you need to do lots of split testing and watch testing to demonstrate that you're doing a good job. But in actual fact, what I do, which could be completely wrong, is I just target broad. So I target 18 to 55 year old people with insurance, because if you get older, they're going to have health issues and they're harder to insure. And in New Zealand, it's such a small country, you need to have at least 2 to 10 million people in your audience selection and your ad set in order for the algorithm to know what to do. It needs a large data set, so you make sure it's big enough, and then it'll find the people. And then what I use at the ad set level is dynamic creative, which means I give the algorithm lots of different ingredients it can use in a recipe that makes sense for it. I use 3 videos, 2 primary texts, 2 headlines, and 1 call to action. 3 different videos done with different texts that it jumbles up until it finds the best one. And then once it's found the best one, then I can determine, oh, okay, from the last few weeks, we've seen this. What's a slight change we could do to improve it? I take the winner that it's chosen. So what Facebook will do is It will find the best combinations of text and video. That's the winner ad. Then I take that winner and I put it into another ad set just to compete to see who can do better and try and plug the holes that were missing. The thing about this strategy, it doesn't require a lot of adjustment. It requires patience. It requires making informed decisions, not rushing it. And then on the surface, this guy's not doing anything. But what that approach does is, because the retargeting is done by Facebook, I'm not spending more money than I need to. I'm not speculating what people need to see, and I'm building brand equity. I'm not losing brand in the eyes of the consumer because I'm showing it to new people, which from a business standpoint is a lot better, because with remarketing, you're drawing down your limited audience and pissing them off at the expense of getting new people that actually want the product. Instead of spending time on convincing people that don't want it, I'm spending all our time trying to find people that really want it. And the change I saw was that people had more intent, they were more interested in the product, and there's more consistency, and I could scale it because I'm not using such a small audience. So you can spend more money if you need to. And then the other thing I do is I don't do any sales in the actual ad. It's called Brandformance, and I got it from Gary Vaynerchuk, where basically you add value, you don't sell, because what Facebook's doing is it's finding people that put their information, the lead objective, the campaign objective of leads. So it's already doing that. It's already selling for them. It's finding people that take action. And then I'm putting in videos that add value or speak to the pain point or build trust or show or emphasize that they need to take action in some way, because let's say the health system in New Zealand's fucked, or maybe with life insurance that their premiums are going up and there's a way to actually fix it or level it, it's called in life insurance. Or you're talking about how someone at 27 got cancer and it was a client and they got a payout of $300,000. It's not selling, because that's not how humans work. Imagine if you went to a networking event, every time you met someone, hey, would you like life insurance? Like, just went up to them, because that's what we're forgetting. It's not an algorithm, it's humans. So with these humans, you're going up to them, you can't have a dialogue with them, but you're speaking to them in a way they're like, oh, this guy understands. Oh, he's not wanting from anything from me. He's giving value. He shows he understands and he solves the problem I have. And a lot of people are engaging it in a positive way. Okay, so I have enough trust to take the action. And then it just turns into sales. You've got a person that was interested in what you had to say, just like an event. They've left their information, and how quickly you respond or communicate with them will determine the success of your ads. So that's the other thing I see. There was an MIT study that tested the importance of speed in calling ads. So they found if you call a lead within 5 minutes, it's 21 times more likely to enter the sales cycle, which is a stupid thing. And to reiterate that, imagine you got shot and you got a bullet wound and you need to find a hospital. You've identified there's a problem. Would you pick the hospital with the most Google reviews, or would you pick the hospital that's closest and gets to you quicker? And that's the you've generated intent. So Google ads is you find people with intent. Facebook is you create intent, which is why a lot of people don't think it works, because it's very hard to create intent. But now you've basically created the gun wound. They got to take action. Now that Facebook recognizes, oh, this person gives their information when it relates to insurance, they must want insurance. Let's show it to these other people. So they've identified the problem, they want to fix it, and then they've got all these other people trying to get to them. So if you get to them the moment they get shot, the moment that they have the wound, which is when they had their phone in their hand and they've clicked the button, if you can call them the moment that button gets clicked, one, you know they're available, two, you know they identified it's a problem, and three, they've got their phone in their hand. So guess what they're going to do? And you get bonus points. You're not being too eager, because one of our offerings is free insurance advice in minutes. So if we call in minutes, we delivered our promise. And that has a biggest impact. And just to reiterate that, one client wanted to call the leads themselves, and we're probably a better person at calling leads than me because they've done it longer, but they only work Monday to Friday and they only work 9 to 5. From lead to appointment, so when a lead comes in, they had much more leads than us, the campaign I was calling, and they converted 6% of leads to appointments, whereas I converted 27%. And you think of the impact of that on the bottom line, and the output for them is they had something like 60 leads and they booked 4 appointments. Whereas the ones where I called is I called 48 leads, I booked 21 appointments. 13 showed up. So a 61.9% show up rate. So that shows the importance of speed. So anytime you're not sure on whether to call a lead now or later, the answer is, if you needed help, which hospital would you go to?